All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Girls Just Want to Lay Down. I'm Alex.
And I'm Kate.
And we're so glad you're back.
This is the show.
We're back.
I didn't know. We are back for episode two. And I am just so... launching the first episode was literally so much more fun than I thought it was going to be.
So
I don't know
fun.
If you had people texting you, but people, it was just so funny that people actually took the time and listened to it and like enjoyed it. And like, were like, no, when's the next one coming out? And I was like, really? So you guys are the best. I love that you guys like to listen to us just gab and talk about whatever. It's very fun.
Yeah, we're just having fun. We don't know what we're doing, but
nope. Just
thanks for being along for the journey, the ride, you know?
The journey. It is a journey. But this one was better. We're getting better at the technical stuff. So we won't have like a 10-minute interlude. Like, I'm pretty sure we know what we're doing now. So that's pretty cool. Alex, how are you doing today? Like, what's your vibe? How are you feeling?
I'm going to be honest. And I'm not just saying this, like, this is the epitome of weeks that like, I just want to lay down. Like, I feel like this is a marathon of a week. I don't know about you. Kate and I are getting ready to go on a trip this weekend. So I feel like always right before a trip, I get like a little, like, feel like I have to do everything. Mm-hmm. And I also, I don't know, like, is this everybody or are you normal? Where right before I go on a trip, I feel like I have to like deep clean my whole house. Literally deep clean parts that like I have never cleaned before. And I thought about it the other day. I was like, why do I do this? And I literally was like, I think, what if I die and then my family has to come into my apartment? I don't want to like be embarrassed, like an embarrassment to the family. So I like clean everything before I go on a trip. Has that ever crossed your mind or is it just me?
What is wrong with you?
A legitimate thing that crosses my mind every single time I'm about to go on a trip.
There's so many holes in this theory. First of all, why would they be pissed at you if you're dead for being messy?
I just like, it's like two, already they're annoyed and it's like, and now this place is a mess. Like, I just feel like that's just,
you also live with someone who's like gonna like, not that Max is messy, but like you live with someone else who could clutter it all even after you leave and do all of that work. No.
Yeah. I mean, we went out of town last weekend too. And same, I was like, well, we're both going. So if we both die,
yeah,
I really needed to be cleaned. So I cleaned everything. But like, I was like, as I was doing it, I was realizing like, this is why I'm doing it. I never really like thought about it before.
So it's really about the death thing. Cause I think normal people would say like, oh, when I come back, it's so nice. Like after a busy weekend, it's so nice to come back and like my bed's made and, you know, like my space is clean. But I don't know how many people make the jump to like, but if I never come back from this trip and if I am deceased, this is what people are going to look at when they come. I don't know. Get my stuff. Like
that's what I'm saying.
That's a new one for me. I've not heard that
one. So you're normal. I got it. But so yeah, right before a trip, I get a little like, I got to do everything. And so that's where I'm at a little bit, but it's all been fun. This week also has been like the last week of school. So we've had like fun parties every day. Like, some really late at night. Like I didn't get home till like after midnight last night, which is not a typical teacher move or a Alex move at all. But Max is like, who are you? And then today we had like a day drink and I was like, we're going at it at like 11 a.m. So
that's so fun.
Yeah. It's so, but it's just like really feels like a marathon of a week. And I am like, I need after usually the last day of school, I'm like, I just need to lay on my couch, be horizontal for like 3 days. And then after 3 days, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to like enjoy summer, but I need some time on the couch, but we're just jumping right in with our little trip this weekend. I can't wait.
We're going right in. Yep. We're going on a bachelorette to celebrate our girl, Allie. We're so excited.
I will
do you get
say,
in tomorrow or Friday, Girk?
I fly in Friday morning just because we like didn't have any flights going out tomorrow, but
okay.
It's probably for the best. I need like a day to again, lay down before I go. Yeah. I know we'll talk about the bachelorette after it's done because we'll have so many stories.
Yeah, but yeah.
Something else I was thinking about the other day, like people are put on this planet for lots of reasons, but I do think one of our reasons that we'll go on our gravestone one day is to plan bachelorettes. Like, it's professional start a level
business. I know.
And
I know.
I'm gonna include myself in this. Like, I'm also good at it, but like, you really are like the queen of all planning bachelorette anything. But like,
nice.
If the people knew the things that go in and the things we do, mm-hmm. but you have to, like, if we just do it. And again, it's our purpose. It's our life's purpose.
It feels very much a part of my identity at the moment. And I will say, like, it's fun. It's also fun to do it with other people where, like, you can chat, go in the chat and be like, hey, I'm thinking this. Is this crazy? And then they're like, oh, no, that's great. Like, keep doing what you're doing or whatever. That's also really nice to have people to, like, throw ideas against the wall with. But, yeah, we hope she's going to love it. There's some really fun things I feel like we have planned. So I think she's going to have... I think she's gonna have a baller weekend personally.
It's gonna be so fun.
Allie, I hope you do. Maybe you'll give us some, maybe you'll come on and, you know, give a little review of your bachelorette later.
What about you? How have you been this week?
I mean, right now I'm great because I'm sitting on my bed, like half laying down. I think we should do an episode where we're fully horizontal. I think that would be so cute. Like right before bed, we're just tucked in.
I love it.
To the side. I'm comfy, but I will say, like you, it's always a busier week if I'm traveling towards the end of the week. So it's just like, I mean, and just in general, I was telling you before we started recording, like my computer today, just everything, like my mail, it wouldn't let me into my inboxes. And I'm like a crazy person. I have like 5 different email addresses for 5 different things that I do. And mail was just like, it's too full. Bye. And it just quit out.
They're like, you're not getting anything today, bitch.
And all my applications were like, it's too much. We've got to go. And I was like, oh, okay. That feels so accurate to like, that's such a good metaphor for how my brain feels. So it's like, I'm good, but I'm definitely feeling a little overwhelmed. I think there's like a lot to do when you're planning a move. There's a lot to do when you're like trying to like buy some things for my apartment now that I feel like I'll want right when I get there. And then there's things that are like phase two, you know what I mean? That I can worry about later. So I'm trying to like differentiate what those things are. I'm trying to pack a box, like when I'm not working, cause a lot of my weekends are full. So it's fine. And I also work great on a deadline. So I know it's all going to get done, but like between planning, you know, other events and like trying to also catch up and hang out and say bye to people, like in like we're halfway done. It's like daunting because all I want to do is like give my time to my friends, but I also have to like physically pack up and move, which I've been kind of avoiding. So I'm just trying to like make the best use of my time. So I've been doing what's called like morning shift and evening shift. So it's just really like an all day shift where I'm like, if I got to do errands, I got to wake up early and go do them in the morning. And then I got to work. And then I got to do an evening shift of like all this shit that I didn't get to that day. Yeah. So it's like that kind of hustle right now, but it has an ending.
Well, and that can be like some of the most exhausting things. It's just like so many little things. So it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but then you have so many that you're like, I am going crazy and I don't want to do any of this.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else, like I categorize my to-do list and I know how that sounds, but I just have like 18 categories at the moment. I was like, okay, we're spinning some plates, but we're going to get it done. And in reality, like it's not that serious. Like it is all going to get done. So keeping that in perspective is always good. But anyway, I think one thing we're going to cover today that we decided we asked, our amazing listeners, by the way, like, what do you want us to cover or give us some ideas? You know, that would be awesome. And one great suggestion that we got was like, can you like introduce yourselves and, you know, like tell us how you met and became friends that would even like do a podcast like this together? And I was like, oh yeah, duh, that would make a lot of sense to do in like an introductory episode. So I think we're going to cover how we met. And then we're going to ask each other like a couple, rapid fire Q&A questions, that kind of vibe.
I love it.
Yeah. Do you want to start with your interpretation of how we met, Alex? And then I can like bop in, or I kind of like that approach. Okay.
Okay. Let's do it. So Kate and I like grew up in the same area in the Richmond, Virginia area, but we did not know each other growing up. We went to different high schools, but we had two very strong, influential mentors in our lives that very much we each would do whatever that person told us to do. My person is Steph, Liza is Kate's. And they knew each other. And so we were seniors in high school, starting to look for roommates to go off to JMU for college. And our two mentors both said, like, hey, you should meet up with the other person. Like, mm-hmm. I had heard a lot about Kate from Steph, but I obviously had never met you or knew you. So I was like, sure. Like, I think I'd gone to like one other like dinner with somebody who I like thought maybe I'd go be a roommate with.
You which guys, even she just was dating other people. Let's just be let's okay, be clear about that. There were other people in the pipeline at the moment. So I was like, I was competing for the spot and I didn't even know.
I know, but like, that's what's so funny about finding a freshman roommate. We act like it is like an arranged marriage of like, you are going to be soulmates for the rest of life and you have to live. Like, it seems like this big deal and it is, but I feel like so many people are like just whatever with their freshman roommate. And like,
yeah,
that's okay. Like, that's honestly the majority of the time. It's just people that were like, it was fine. But then I haven't seen that person since. And like, whatever. Yeah. But I feel like at the time it was like this, like, I have to go on 3 dates with this person to make sure we are the right fit. And it's like, well, mm-hmm. I don't even know what I was looking for, but
yeah, it's like a baby job interview. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I went to dinner, I think, with literally one other person. Like, it wasn't like I had a list of people that I was seeing. Okay.
You were desirable, though. You are a desirable roommate candidate. And I knew that. I'd be stupid not to know that. I'm like, give you my 10 out of 10 performance.
Well, it's just because I clean, because I think I'm going to die before I leave every time. So, so we got, like, we were told by Steph and Liza, like, just go get coffee and meet each other. So I don't even really remember, like, did we text for the first, like, did we have each other's numbers or did we DM each other?
You know what I should have done? And maybe I will do after this. I should have found like wherever our first point of contact was, whether that was like, I feel like for a lot of like, roommates, was that was Messenger. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so too. Text.
So I'm guessing it was Messenger. And then we probably got each other's numbers and texted.
Okay. We'll try to see if we can find that.
We'll try to hunt. I'm going to make a note. Yeah.
We'll try to find that. But yeah, I don't really remember how we started contacting, but I just know we said like, let's go get coffee, which is a great first date. Like, no pressure, right? We're just going to go get coffee. Doesn't mean anything.
or it could mean everything.
I know. So that's how I remember going into it, just being like, yes, like, again, I would do anything Steph said still to this day. So she was just like, you should meet her. And I was like, okay, I don't know. What was your perspective going into our first meeting?
Yeah, very similar. Like, Liza was like, again, she says, jump, I say, how high? Like, I just have so much respect and admiration for her that I was like,
and they just like knew us so well. Like, they knew each of us so well that I was like, yes, like, whatever you say.
Right. Like, fill in the blank. I want you to meet this person. I'd be like, great. Where and when? So that was definitely a big factor. And then also needed a roommate. Also, you know, we were just like, yeah, I don't know how we first started communicating, but we must have been like, let's just go meet at Starbucks. It was casual. But I remember I was like a little, like, I acted like I was going on a date. Like, I was a little nervous. Like, I was like picking out my outfit and I was like
I said, it's like a lot riding on it.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to make a good impression. And especially because Liz and Steph are friends, I want it to be like, oh, it went well, you know? So I didn't really know what to expect, but we met at the Libby and Grove Starbucks. RIP. It's not there anymore. It's now Stella's Market, which actually is better.
Better. 100%.
I don't know. You chime in here too, but what I remember, we sat outside. I do remember that. It was like a beautiful sunny day.
Yep.
And I remember us talking about two particular topics.
I feel like the two topics are the same. The only two that I also remember, but yeah. I don't know. Okay. You go ahead.
I think the first one was prom was coming up. So, cause we were close to graduating and we both were like, what's the 411 on your prom? Like, what are you wearing?
Classic senior year of high school topics to talk about. Like, classic. We don't know each other. We know nothing about each other. So like the one thing we know we have in common is we have prom dresses. Like, let me see your prom dress.
Yeah. It was like a safe topic.
What a weird time in life.
So
but,
weird.
That's one that I so remember. Funny. We talked about our prom dresses yes. and showed pictures.
But Alex, here's the thing. Like mine was like, I was on prom court, so it was all the same. Like we all matched or whatever. It's nothing special.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And that, but Alex had such a cool dress. It was like embroidered. We're going to post a picture for the people to just get a visual. It was beautiful. And I think it was made on Etsy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a custom Etsy.
It was custom, like, cool, you guys. Cool, it was so cool.
Person.
And I was like, shit, this girl's cool. She's got like a custom prom dress that's like gorgeous. I just remember being like, that's really cool. And it made me, I was like, that's way cooler than my dress. This girl is something. But then the second topic I remember is you telling me that you had recently seen Miley Cyrus in concert with Sammy. And I think we were just talking about like maybe concerts we'd been to recently or something. And I just remember you showing me a video of Miley Cyrus riding a hot dog, like straddling a hot dog, like down from the stage, singing Wrecking Ball or something. And it was so funny. And I was like, oh, this girl seems fun. Like she does fun stuff. And like, I loved it. We just like saw all your concert videos and pictures, which was cute.
That reference of Miley Cyrus singing Wrecking Ball riding a hot dog is like dates us. If that's like what was happening our senior year of high school, like, so yikes. True.
That's like a time stamp in and of itself.
Those are the only two topics I remember. I don't know if that's because that's maybe all we talked about, or because that's what you remember and I have a bad memory and I'm like, yep, that's what I remember too. I don't know, those are the two things I also remember.
I have a horrible memory and I'm like shocked I remember that, like anything, but I feel like we sat there for a while.
I
feel like we sat there for like an hour and a half and talked about, you know, random
Shocker,
stuff.
The two that talk to each other and have a podcast sat and talked to each other for a really long time on their first date.
It was destined years ago.
2014. So I feel like when we left that, like you said, I think we had we talked for a long time. It was very chill. I feel like I left and I went home to my dad and I was like, it was fun. She's so cool. Like we totally vibed. I was like, yeah, it was great. How did you go home? How did you leave our first date? What was your impression?
Well, Alex knows the answer to this question. I'm pretty sure I said this in like a toast at your wedding or something. Some story I remember telling this because it felt very much like a job interview, not like while we talked, it was very fun and like freeing, but the after part of an interview where you're like, did it go well?
Yes.
Am I going to get the job? Like, you know,
And you just review everything other person... you said, like, did I say that right? Like, was that what?
Yes. Yeah, and so exactly. I remember going home and I was like, remember comparing with Alex. And she was like, yeah, I definitely went home and like told my dad you were chill and like, it was good. And I literally went home and I remember sitting on like a swivel chair in my kitchen and my mom was like, so like how did it go? And I remember I was just like, I love her, I hope she loves me. And I was like, she has to be my roommate. And I was freaking, and I was just like, I think it went really well. I just like, I hope we roomed together. But I remember being like, I gotta know. And then I don't remember like when we sealed the deal, like I don't know, but I knew you had to break up with that other girl, which I was like pumped about. Yeah.
Again, I don't think it was that serious where it was that difficult of a breakup, but I did have to be like, sorry, I met somebody else.
Yeah. And I don't think I even asked, like, or maybe I did. I don't know. Like, are you seeing anyone else?
But I feel like that's very much our personalities where like I leave something and I'm like, yeah, that's good. And like, but don't really think about it. And you were like
squealing.
Yes. She's the one.
She's the one.
But that's what I'm forever grateful for, obviously, because like I need somebody like you to just be like, yes. And I'm like, yeah, I agree.
Well, I need someone like you who's like, you zen me out a little bit too. Like it's very, I feel like we're a very good yin yang in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
So I feel like, did we hang out anymore before college? Probably not. Like what, the next time I saw you was like move-in day. Is that how that worked?
Yeah. Like we had each other's numbers. Maybe we texted like a little, but I have like no memory, to be honest.
I don't really either.
I remember, when did you get Penny? Because I remember,
yes,
that was felt like, or no, you also got a nose ring senior year. Something happened where you Instagrammed and like it was either Penny and or a nose ring, and I was like, oh my god, congrats. Like we were talking on like we probably didn't have DMs, so I probably texted you. Like I think we would text sporadically, yeah. But and then of course we have to arrange like, oh, we're in the storm and like, when are you going to move in? And you know, like all those things.
This too. Makes it sound like I had a midlife crisis, my senior year of high school that I got a nose ring, got a puppy and went to a Miley Cyrus concert. Like I clearly was in a dark place.
Sounds
and
fun.
The fact that you saw something in me, I really appreciate, because that's
absolutely,
that's not great.
No, I was like, I want like the next concert she goes to, I want to go. Like that's how I felt about it.
Have we ever been to a concert together?
Yes. You don't love concerts though.
I know.
Alex,
don't tell people
concerts.
That they'll stop listening.
They might. And you know what? It might be a little bit justified because that's insane.
I know.
But I feel like we have. I'll have to do some like real memory checking on that. But
I feel like
it's impossible
too,
that in all of these years we've not gone to one concert together.
Okay, we'll think about that. But
all right, we'll think about it.
But then we just became like immediately best friends freshman year. I feel like we never left each other's side. Like we made other friends, but it was only together. Like we would never have gone and hung out with people without the other person. It would be like, hey, I'm gonna go get dinner with these people, like you're coming, or like, hey, my brother wants to go do this, like you're coming. Like,
yeah, we both had like birthday like lunches our families would come, and I was like, but Alex is coming, like save a third seat, like that kind of
thing. I feel like it was just like there are a package deal right from the start.
Yes. And we didn't do any like Jamie has frog week, like your introductory like week, and everyone like our hallmates and Uptown still gives us so much shit that they're like, you guys didn't go to anything.
Cause I hate shit like that.
And we were like, cause it wasn't mandatory. Like we didn't want to go, and we would sit in we got to post a picture of our dorm room. It was actually gorgeous for the time, for the era that it was in.
Okay. Let's talk about our dorm room for a second, because we are not that old. We did not go to college that long ago, and our dorm room had no air conditioning and no internet or no
Wi-Fi,
where we had to use an Ethernet cord to use the internet inside of our dorm room. Like,
how
much money did we pay for that place? And that's what we were given.
We
were given built character. Like, I'm a better person today because of the Ethernet cord, but like,
shorts.
I'm shocked still.
And we made oh my God.
Does it still exist, or they took down one of them? Eagle?
I don't know. It was hideous. So I feel like they probably took it down and redid it.
I mean,
also
illegal to not provide internet to college students. Or like, I'm sorry, not internet.
That
you know cord, what I mean?
Wi-Fi. No, you're right. Like, yeah, like internet access through an Ethernet cable. But like, just for reference, like that cord, you can't plug that in a modern day computer today. Like that
so
is how
you also had to buy an adapter.
Yeah. Like it was so confusing. We were like, what? Also, not to mention we were on the 7th floor. So it was like heat rises. It was so hot in the summer. Also, it's all coming back to me. The football team, the band would we were right next to the football stadium, and they would practice so early on Saturdays. And I was like, oh my God, they would wake us up at like 6 a.m. And shorts is just far away from
everything. I feel like that was punishment, since we were like the most anti-school spirited people there were. Like we hated all that. That was
so
just
ironic.
Punishment. Like to be like, you're going to hear this band at 7 a.m. on Saturday, whether you like it or not.
Like the clanging cymbals. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
That's why we hated the school. It was like, this is not cheering me up.
Exactly. And shorts is just really far away from everything else. If you know JMU's like old layout of, you know, God knows what it looks like now, I feel like it's all new, but it's just really far from everything too. So to go to class on Main or East Campus is like a serious hike.
It built character for us, and maybe that's why we bonded. We were in the trenches together, and it's only
there. Oh, and we made a pact our entire freshman year we weren't going to take the elevator. We were going to walk up, which is so anti girls just want to lay down.
Why
mentality.
Did we do that?
I think we really were like excited about how many steps we were getting. And we were like, what if we just did it? And we were like, yeah, okay. And I'm certain we took the elevator sometimes, but I swear for a whole semester or two or something, we like made a pact. And even at the end of the day, we were like, I'm so tired, but I did it. I took the stairs.
You're so right. That doesn't sound like something we would do now, but I do remember we made that pact. I probably lied a few times, but
Yeah, I feel like the other one did too. That's probably healthy for the best. But we, the only other things I really remember about the dorm life is people loved our dorm because we also had like carpet on the floor. Like we had like fluffy carpet and a TV, and I had the box set of Friends, all 10 seasons. And so
this is before it was like on a streaming service.
Yeah, straight up they were CDs. So I had all like 77 Friends CDs that I brought to college with me.
So much.
And I think we just like started from the beginning, you know, and it was like everyone would come. Everyone is a stretch. Our friends on the hall would come and we would like, ours was like the TV watching room. I do feel like,
which is really very fun. Us. Like, very I mean, us. Out of the 4 years of college, we watched TV more than anything we did in college. I feel like we were always on the couch watching TV.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So that was, that makes sense that that was our like bonding activity.
And when it was the only other thing, I mean, you tell me if anything else pops out, but the other thing that's in my brain is that your dad had a Costco membership, and I remember I was like, oh, that's so great. Like we had so many like large size things, which like encapsulates your dad so well. Just like a Costco membership in general. And we kept getting these Costco size Jif peanut butters. And when we were like too lazy, or it was like a snow day and we didn't want to like go across campus to get food, we literally be like, well, I guess it's peanut butter for tonight. And we would just eat
again
plain out of that jar, just plain.
It probably wasn't even the snow. It was the no elevator. That's why we didn't want to leave.
Yeah. Like it's a lot of stairs.
We had an elevator to be clear. We just said we weren't going to take it.
I hate that for us.
It's crazy.
Did we not want to gain the freshman 15 or something? Like what
was
the motivation?
But we'll eat an entire jar of peanut butter. Yeah. I don't know if that logic checks out.
That's some flawed strategy.
Those were the days though. Like
I know, I love really those days,
loved it. And then sports from there we just like we're like we can never not live together, because again, if our favorite activity is laying on the couch watching TV, like we have to have the same couch. So we just lived together there on out until just this year.
It just snowballed and I know we're coming up on we would have been moved out by now, right? Yeah, because we moved out May 31st. So it's like a year minus 15 days, the anniversary of us not living together. A year goes by so fast. That's like really crazy to say out loud, because I feel like just yesterday we were like working out in my room every day of COVID.
I know.
I digress. That's the story, I think.
Yeah.
I know we forgot a lot of it, but it was so fun. I remember watching some Katy Perry movies together. Like we would watch share a bed and watch movies, and that was really cute and fun.
Yeah.
Too. We would.
What do you think if like college, if we were in college right now, like what would be our go-to show, do you think?
Well, this is the thing, is like streaming has evolved so much since we've been in college that there are like endless options. I don't know. I still feel like we were really SNL, we were like really faithful to, like we would watch it on Sundays and stream it. I feel like we would still be doing that probably. But I don't know. There's a lot of shows that we both love. Like we'd really have to have a schedule, but we were pretty busy in college, so I feel like we had to squeeze it in, like at nights and on the weekends and stuff. But anyhow, I mean, I feel like that's it. We can always do another epi dedicated to college, you know, shenanigans another time for sure. But I think we have a couple of just like random questions for the other one. Do we feel like
I love it?
It's a good time to do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Do you want to go first or me?
Yeah. Let's do. You want to do the like work one first and then more of the open-ended one second, or do you care?
Yeah. Let's end with the like more open-ended one. Okay.
All right. So we wanted to first like ask something along the lines of like our work lives to kind of, you know, we both have very different like jobs and how we spend our time. So I'm always fascinated to learn like, I don't know, things that you do. I mean, it's so impressive the things that you do. This whole podcast is because of Kate's talent and and all of that. My wedding, everything. But
just
something I was thinking the other day was like, since you're such a creative, productive person and you are really good at kind of like having different creative outlets, but since it is your job too, I know that can be really draining. So I didn't know if you had like go-to things that you did whenever you're feeling like you need to be inspired or you need to be more creative. Like, are there go-to things that you do to help inspire you? Or if you're ever in a rut, like things like that, that you feel like help you.
Yes, that is a great question. I feel like I have a couple of things that I've like learned over the years to just instill, and they like work pretty well for me. I feel like an example could be if I'm just like can't think of an idea or like a concept I'm supposed to like execute on, or if just all my ideas feel so shitty and bad that I'm like, this can't be the best I have to offer. But I'm not in the headspace to do it. If my like deadline allows me time to like physically get out of that space and go do and like go walk or like sweat or like do a HIIT workout, like something that gets my brain completely off of that topic actually really helps. And then I find that I come back like again, like later with much fresher, newer ideas. I think it's like about getting your brain offline in some sort of way. So I'll either do that or I'll like go look at some of my like favorite like hardcover magazines that I think are beautiful. Even if it's not directly related to like a project I'm doing, it's just nice to also as a designer see different ways that like type and image and form and shape can be like different ways that different people put those things together in any framework. So like even if I'm doing something really digital, I'll look through a magazine and be like, oh, that's so inspiring. Like that's such a cool way they worked with that type or what the hell ever, like boring. But those are the kinds of things where I have to get out of my own head and like go be inspired and go like, I don't know, like go to a museum exhibit. I should be better about doing that. I really enjoy doing that anyway, but, or like go listen to a podcast about celebrity news, like just like totally get your mind off of it, I find very helpful. And then I'll usually come back with like some different and new fresh ideas. But I feel like you have to like physically get yourself out of the space,
change it up.
That very much helps me, and like moving my body really helps too, because I feel like work can be very sedentary depending on what you do, but if you have a desk job, it's like you gotta take a break, stretch those legs, you know. Cool. So yeah, those are the couple that I would say. And then for Alex, her work related one, I was like, you have to take us through a day. Tell us also exactly what you do and take us through a day in your life as a high school history teacher, please.
So it's not very glamorous at all.
We want to know. The people want to know, I guarantee you.
I teach about like 2 to 3 classes a day. And so school starts extremely early. Like the first bell is at 7:30. So
Alex, what time do you wake up in the morning?
Start my day. As the year went on, it got a little bit later and later every time. And by this last week, the other day, I was literally walking to my car to go to work. And I realized like walking to the car that I forgot to brush my teeth. And I just was like, oh, well, and I drove to work. I could have easily have turned back around, but I was just like, I don't care. Like that was where I was at. So, and I just went to work and I was like, sorry.
Pop some more, but keep it going.
I wake up like, it got closer to like 6 lately. I try to leave my house by 6:45.
Okay.
To get there, to have a little bit of time before my first class is at 7:30. So, love my students. I love them. Like, and I don't know if it's COVID, but like, they're just like a little bit, I teach 10th graders and like, they're just a little like squirrely and a little innocent. I don't know. There's just something about them that seems just so pure and innocent. And I don't know if COVID did that to them or not, but, like I had a ton of grading recently. That's part of the glamour of my job. Like I had so many essays that I had to grade, but I was just like, I got to get them done. Like, I just was like, get this over with. So my students were like, wow, you were so fast at getting those back. I was like, thank you so much. And they were like, did somebody help you? And I was like, who do you think they gave me a personal assistant? Like, who do you think helped me grade all of these DBQs? And they were like, I don't know, like your husband, like, doesn't he help you?
No.
I was like, you think in my husband's free time, he's grading your DBQs? And then also, do you want him? Like, he has no knowledge about World None. War II. Like, why would you? They were like genuinely shocked that I had to grade them. I was like, I don't understand what you all think I do. Like, it was.
They thought you had someone helping you, and like, they were fine with it.
The school gives me a personal assistant. Like, is like, who? What do you think this is?
Oh my God.
So most of my day is a lot of grading. Mm-hmm. Which is by far the worst part of the job, but I like all the other parts, so I can get over a couple of DBQs.
What classes do you teach, Alex?
This year I taught World History 2. Okay. Next year I'm going to teach a class called American Studies, which is U.S. history taught with an English teacher. So like you teach the events of U.S. history by using like literature and things like that. So for example, like when you're learning about the Roaring Twenties, you would read Great Gatsby or something mm-hmm. like that. So
that sounds cool.
That and a class called AP Human Geography, which is a very fascinating class. It's all about like the study about like how humans interact with the earth and like how we've like changed things and communicated with each other and like how the whole world is like intertwined and things. So so yeah, I teach my couple of classes and then grade and plan, and technically my day ends at 3 o'clock, but never in a million years would I leave at 3 o'clock because there's not enough hours in the day, which I know is most people's job. So I usually try to stay there. Like that's just what helps me, is like, I know not everyone is like this. Some people are like, I have to leave at 3 and then I'll do work later. But for my sanity, like I just need to stay, get done what I need to do mm-hmm. to like feel good. And then I'll go home. And like, I just have the lifestyle that I can do that. And it's just works for me. So like I prefer to stay.
Church and state. Yeah,
exactly. And like, I can go home knowing like, I don't have to think about work and I can just go to the gym. I can clean. I can cook. I can do whatever I want with my go out with friends. Like, I don't know, whatever, however I want to spend my time. Like, it's up to me because I like stay late and work. So that's kind of my day. And it works for me right now. So I love it, but I need my summers. I like, can't wait. People are always like, what do you do in the summer? I'm like, somehow the day goes by. I don't know what I do. I'm never bored. I'm always doing something, but like, I couldn't tell you what I do. So
no. And you have a busy summer. Like there's something, I mean, I feel like your weekends are packed.
All
so
fun
it
things,
always gets filled up.
Yes. Yeah.
Always gets filled up. Okay. Give us a little, like, what are like, give us like a quirky, like student memory. Like, is there like a hilarious thing a student has like said to you? Like, I feel like I hear the funniest stories from teachers specifically about kids in their classroom. Like, do you have any little anecdotes for us? Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, really putting me on the spot.
What do they call you, first of all?
Like my name?
Like Miss Dash?
This year I went by Miss Gherkin just because all my paperwork was that. But next year I officially got everything switched over. So next year I'm going to go by Mrs. Dash. But if I think for a second, but they are so funny. Like the things that they say, you're just like, are so funny.
Like I was even thinking, like, are they on their phones a lot and you have to be like, guys, come on, like I'm talking? Yes. Or like, are they like sassy or like uncooperative at times, or do you feel like they're pretty like respectful and follow the rules and like for the most part pay attention, or like are they up to their little like shenanigans in the classroom?
For the most part, I have like angel students. Like they are so good. But like I'm sassy to them. So like they can be sassy back, but like in a fun, playful way. It's not at all. Like I have no defiance or anything like that. Like I'm very lucky. My students like are wonderful, wonderful people. But I'm trying to think of like funny things that they've said. Oh, well, here's one that like just kind of made me laugh a little bit. They recently were like, you know, new Stranger Things. Like, have you watched it? Like you have to watch it. And I said like, look, one weekend in college, my whole house watched it. And I do not know where I was, but I was gone. I guess I was out of town that weekend, so I missed it. Like, you, I think you all literally watched the whole first season in one weekend, and I was gone. And when I came back, like, you guys, like, raved about it. You loved it. You watched it all. Yeah. But I was like, I guess I missed it. Like, I just never, I was just like, it's too late for me because you guys already watched it. I'm not going to watch it by myself. So I never watched it. And so I told them that. I was like, I just, it's too late. They were like, first of all, I keep forgetting how young you are. Cause like I said, I was in college when season one came out and I was like, okay, hold up. Like, how old were you all? Like, I'm sorry. Like, that was 6 years ago. Like, you guys were like,
sixth grade? Like,
literally, I was like, you're in elementary school, but okay. Yeah. So I was just, they were just like, oh, I forgot how young you are. I was like, okay.
Oh my God. I love it.
They all, but then they'll just say things like, we used to wear masks. Like, now we don't have to wear masks anymore. But when we wore masks, like, when they saw me without my mask for the first time, they'd be like, you look a lot younger without your mask on. Like, I don't think that's a compliment, but
how many years do you think the mask?
They're just things like that. The things they say, you're like, do not say that to somebody, but okay. Like, you, they don't mean, like, they're not trying to be mean, but they just are like, okay, thank
you. Oh my God. One thing I thought of when you're saying that was, haven't you been mistaken for a student before?
Yes, that happens all the time.
Which, like, Alex is tiny. Like, we all know that. She's 5'2"?
Yeah, legally 5'3", but I don't know if it's true.
That's fine. We can say legally 5'3". So you have been mistaken a couple times for a student.
Yes. Love my job, but can't wait for the summer.
I love it. Just to lay down. Okay. Well, Alex, do you want to tell us? I think we're both going to answer this question, but
yeah, just... I kind of want you to go first.
Okay. That's fine. You want to go? You can ask me then.
Well, we just like wanted, Kate is always so good at like, just like being like, hey, this is something I'm into right now. Like, and I'm like, okay, tell me, like, sign me up. So just like, what are things that are like, what are you into right now? Anything you recommend, or I don't know, that have sparked your interest?
Yes, I have a list and I'm ready to share them with you. Okay. So I was noodling on it earlier and I have a couple of like random categories of favorite things. So one thing I wrote down was, on Netflix, I've just binged Lincoln Lawyer, the series, not to be confused with the movie. With Matthew McConaughey, which I need to watch. I haven't seen that. I've only seen the series based on the book. And I was not expecting to like it. And it really sucks you in. Like, I was like, do I need to go to law school? This is so fun. I want to be a defense attorney. So it was really good. Just high level. It's like about a big, big murder trial. And this guy inherits all these cases and like he's dealing with his own demons and yada yada, and the characters are really good and it's very like whodunit kind of stuff, which I love.
I like that,
so I highly recommend that. If
I love when things like, I'll watch something like, that's when you know it's good, when you watch something and they convince you that you could also do what they do. Like,
yes,
this is gonna be a weird connection, but I just always think of Hidden Figures because after I saw that,
like,
movie,
I'm going to NASA.
I'm like, I want to do math. Like, I want to do math right now. So like, that's what it always makes me think of. But like the fact that you're like, I could go to law school. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yes. And you always take it as such a compliment when you're like, you saw something in the show and you're like, I know they're going to come back to that later. That motherfucker is like doing so, you know, and then later they do it. And you're I am a detective.
This confirms that I'm signing up for law school.
Yeah. So that is an awesome, cool, awesome show. Highly recommend it. It's like, I mean, like, I watched it in 3 days. I shouldn't have. I had no time to do so, but there you go. And then my second thing that I love is obviously other podcasts. Me and Alex are both like podcast junkies. And there's a new podcast within like the Armchair Expert, which is like my mecca of podcasts. Underneath it, their friend David Ferrier, who they do, I'm sure plenty of people listen to. They do like conspiracy theories with David Ferrier a lot, or they'll like, just go into random different topics. And so David Ferrier has his own show now called Flightless Bird. And it's because he's, like a Kiwi from New Zealand who got stuck here in COVID and he like can't go home. So, and the joke is like, in New Zealand, a Kiwi is a bird who like literally can't fly. Like it's, there's no predators. So it like doesn't need to fly. And so he just goes through and every episode is like a different weird thing he observes about America. And it's so good. It's so funny. Like one of them was just literally all about toilets, like the how different American toilets are from like the rest of the world. And he goes and talks to these guests and like sometimes Dax is in it, sometimes Monica's in it, but it is. And like I just listened to one on like the dog show industry. He's like, that's just so weird. And it's something like America takes so seriously.
That's hilarious.
And you just realize so like it's like America's such a funny, weird place. So I've really enjoyed that. Highly recommend a listen. What else on my list? I'll go quicker. Studs earrings. I'm wearing a bunch of
I like them.
Earrings. I have like a little safety pin one in my second holes. I'm like, I love stacking gold earrings, like in gold jewelry. It's my jam. So if you've never purchased from Studs, you should. They're always having a sale. It's like stainless, whatever, not steel, but you know, like the gold that doesn't make your earlobe green or anything. And it's really good quality and it's pretty reasonable. And I've gotten some of my favorite studs there that I like can sleep in, shower in, don't take off. Love those. We'll link it in the show notes.
I mean, no free ads though. Like, are they going to sponsor us?
Yeah, I don't know, but I love you guys. So if you want to sponsor the show, get in our email, girlsjustwantalaydown@gmail.com. And the next thing that I love is this Amazon dupe for a Lululemon. Oh my God, I have it under my shirt. Should I show you?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it the white tank top?
It's the, yes, except I got it in gray too. Okay. And it's just like, it is you guys, just like the Align tank top. And it's $21 and it's so good.
So
it's like
cute.
Really cute. It has the same, like, you know, like little, the way they do the fabric and stuff.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah.
Not like the best the visual, but kind of cropped, but not too cropped, like goes with leggings and stuff. And it is so comfortable. And it's the only thing I want to like work out or really do anything in these days. So I will link that baby because those are affordable and they like hold up and I wear them all the time. And then the last thing, you guys, is Jack Harlow. Mm. I'm in love with him and I don't, it doesn't make sense. Okay. He's got me. I have the bug. I've been listening to his album on such repeat. It's called Come Home, the Kids Miss You, I think. And it's just so good, you guys. Like, it's, I want him to be my boyfriend. There, I said it.
He is a cutie.
It's the voice for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is this coming out of this person? I don't know, but really enjoy it. Go hit it up. It's like the perfect car bop. I love you, Jack. Anyways, respond to my DM.
Please.
That's all my
favorite. Those are good ones. I am like a less passionate person than you. Like, I'm just not as good at like liking things, you know, but I have a couple things that I've been into lately. One, I don't know if this is just me getting old, but I feel like I can't really drink those like fake malt liquor drinks, like the Truly or White Claws and things like that. So I've been really into like the real tequila and soda brands. Like There's a couple of them out there right now. My big one is Mamita's. If you haven't tried a Mamita, you should. You can find them at pretty much all your grocery stores. But
what are those flavors, Alex? Anything
so good? They have a Paloma flavor, a lime, a spicy margarita.
Oh my God.
Pineapple and mango. I think those are the only ones I've tried. They might have more though, but they're really, really good. Mamita's, again, or anything like that. Like I know Shay Mitchell has a brand too.
Yes.
I think someone else does too.
Where can you buy that one, Alex?
I think any grocery store. They have like their website has like store locators. Like you can just put your zip code in and it will locate the closest store, but I think most grocery stores have them.
That's cool.
So I don't know why. I feel like that's been my go-to summer drink lately.
I love it. And it's like the low sugar. I'm like, there's other reasons I'm going to have a headache tomorrow. Sugar doesn't need to be one of them. So I always feel like those are lower sugar.
Yeah. I don't feel as gross. So
yeah.
And then the second thing I thought of was, I've been trying to read more, like, get off my phone and read for like my own sanity. And I just read a book recently and I read it in 2 days, which it's been a long time since I've read a book in 2 days. It's called The Secrets You Keep by Kate White. It was really good, I thought. And I got so excited because I Googled it to be like, is this a movie? Like, this is the type of thing I would want to be a movie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, oh my gosh, it is. I like got so hype. I like all week was like, Max, we're going to watch the trailer and then we're going to watch the movie. I go to play it. And I was like, this is not the same premise. So it was called The Secrets We Keep, which is different. And I was so disappointed. Like, bummer. I like planned my week around this. Like, I was like, how I know I liked it, that I like was that invested. Cause I don't really do movies either. So the fact that I was like, I got to watch this. Like, anyway, it was good.
I don't do movies. The things that you don't do are just things like universal things that everybody loves.
Except for the other, I know. And I always say that weirdo. I hate fun things. Things that are like fun to normal people. True. I'm just like, no thanks.
That's not true. You also the other day, like randomly, things.
Like again, I know, but weird things like
American history. Like you like that. We can't exactly link to Cart, but like it's really interesting. I'm just saying, you sell yourself short. You like plenty of stuff.
The other night, Max is like, let's watch a movie. And I was like, okay, like we never do that. And he was like, what should we watch? And like, again, I know nothing. I would never have an opinion, but I randomly was like, I want to watch Knives Out. He was like, okay, like you've never good had movie. An opinion ever. So we watched it. It was good. We liked it. So you immediately was like, we got to watch it. I was like, I don't know where it came from. I don't know. I just somehow Knives Out came to my mind. And
did you like it, Chris Evans?
Loved it. Loved it.
It was really good. It was really good. I need to watch that again.
So I recommend that too. Amazing. Apparently they're making a second one. So.
Oh, I'm actually happy to hear that because it was just not what I thought it was going to be at all. Like it was so many weird twists and turns in the best way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knives Out, people. Go see it.
That's all I got. I'll try to get some more opinions around here.
Wait, you said, what's the music you're liking these days? Remember?
Oh, well, I know, but I just don't know a lot. I'm just not a music person. Like you said, I will go to a podcast or NPR, but I was listening to NPR this morning and it was like so depressing that I like was like, I have to play music. Like, it's just terrible, right? I mean, it's always terrible, but I like to be informed. Sue me. I have been listening to Harry Styles. His new album is good. And I just listened to a podcast where one of the contestants that was on Clayton's season of The Bachelor tells the story of like in 2013, she went on a date with Harry Styles and it's like the funniest story in the whole world. She's like, it was a great story that she told. But I just feel like between that and she was just like, he was a lovely person then. And he's still like, I've just heard great things about him, but I've been into his new album.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good. It's like, I told my friends, it makes me feel like it's summertime and I have like a fruity cocktail in my hand. I'm wearing like a cute dress, like just twirling in the grass. And I have like a big crush, like my crush is coming up later. And we're going to like hang out.
A summer vibe. A summer love vibe.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, I love it. It's quite the bop. It's really good.
Yeah,
I agree. Well, I like those questions, Girk. I like knowing what your favorite things are these days. Also, she does have opinions because she's the first person I go to for advice. Like she,
well, I can maybe give advice. It doesn't mean I have an opinion.
You do have
opinions. Well, I'll have an opinion about certain things. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Anything else?
If Alex has an opinion about something, she'll be like, okay, for me. And then blah, 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 blah. So, you'll know when you're stating your opinion. But
now I have opinions around here. That's what that's my goal.
We're all out of opinions.
We got to start having opinions around here.
I love it.
All right, everyone. Well, make sure you like, subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Comment. Please leave a review. Anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That'd be so awesome if you left a review. Here's what we'll do. We'll do a little like mystery prize mystery because I haven't thought of it yet. But if someone like whoever gives the funniest, like best review, we'll send you something.
Okay. That's so subjective. Objective, subjective, which is the one?
Well, sorry. We made the rule. I just made the sweepstakes. That's
the rule. She did not converse me on this beforehand.
I love doing so she doesn't know that I'm gonna do.
Okay, I have an opinion on this and I say this is a no, but
oh my god, see, that was a test and you passed, you guys. This was
I'm
all
just
fake.
Kidding. I don't
also we had you can see the amount of downloads we have too. So if you download the podcast, that's like an extra bonus point for us. So like hit that little download button if you're feeling frisky.
Love it.
That's the end of my campaign though. I'm not going to tell you guys what to do. Just get on with your day.
No, but you should like, comment, leave a review, follow us on Instagram. Girls just want
to
lay down.
I think we're about to hit 100, which is like mind boggling to me. So keep following along for all the fun. You don't know. We literally don't know what we're going to post, and you just don't know what's coming. So it's going to be fun.
I love it. All right.
Well, I love you.
Love you too. See you in Florida soon.
Okay. Lay down on 3, 1, 2, 3. Lay down. Bye.
Bye.